The game with big bucks and whammies is even bigger and better than ever. It's time to press your luck and play Whammy! Let's meet today's players.
Hi, my name is Shannon. I'm from Kingston, New York, and I'm going to win the big bucks to pay for my wedding this spring. Woo!
Hi, my name's William. I'm from Agora Hills, California. I'm in insurance, and I'm here to win big bucks for an engagement ring.
Hey there, my name's Jake. I'm originally from Burford, Virginia. I'm an audio engineer, and I'm trying to win mega big bucks to go to my brother's wedding in Korea.
And now, please welcome our host, Todd Newton.
Thank you very much, Terry Kroger. Hello, everybody.
Hi there, good to see you.
Welcome to Whammy, where you can spin your way to some great prizes and some big bucks, too. Look at this fine-looking group. Are you ready to press your luck?
Oh, yeah.
Of course you are. That's why we're all here. Well, I can think of no better way to get this show started than by giving each one of you $1,000. Can we work? All right, we can work with that? Beautiful. Now, you can add to that total by taking a chance on this big board that you see behind me here. Look at all that good stuff on there. Well, among the good stuff is the bad stuff. We call the bad stuff the whammy. Land on a whammy, he will take all your cash, all your prizes, and deposit it into his big bank. Since we're giving away all this money, let's go ahead and give the whammy some. Put $3,000 in the big bank. And remember, you can whammy the whammy by landing on the big bank square right up there. Do that, and I will ask you a question. If you answer the question correctly, then you've got it. Everything that's in the big bank becomes yours. Also, some car keys up there. Now, get both halves of the car key, win the game, and guess what? That car is yours.
Todd, it's the sporty Suzuki Aereo SX with 145 horsepower. In-dash 6-disc CD changer and aluminum alloy wheels from Suzuki.
And players, keep in mind, whoever is in the lead at the end of this first round goes last in the final round. That's always a good thing. And we drew backstage to see who was going to go first. Shannon, it looks like it's you. So we will go ahead and put this big board in motion for you, Shannon. You've got $1,000 to start. Let's try to add to that now, okay?
Okay.
Stop it, big bank! Whoa! Right out of the gate.
That's
look
right.
At you, Shannon.
That's right.
All right. $3,000 in there. You're a lady that knows what she wants, right?
Absolutely.
Well, let's hope you want the right answer, and let's hope even more that you get it, because this question's worth $3,000 to you. Listen carefully. Shannon, tell me what classic TV sitcom finale ranks as the highest rated program of all time?
Seinfeld.
For $3,000, you are incorrect. The finale of MASH.
Ooh.
MASH. That was a big one. Seinfeld, a big one. MASH?
Bigger.
A bigger one. Right. Okay. Shannon, that's all right. No love lost here. You still got yourself $1,000. We move on down to William. Hello there, William.
Woo!
Put the board in motion for you, buddy.
Big bucks, no whammy. Big bucks, big bucks. Stop.
Stop at a whammy.
Sorry, you've got insufficient funds.
That's a tough way to start things off here, William. You lose that $1,000 that goes down into the big bank, which is now up to $4,000. And unfortunately, you're knocked out of this first round, but you're certainly not out of the game, okay? Let's go down to you, Jake. $1,000. Here comes
your
first bit.
He's got big money now. No whammies. No whammies. No whammies. Stop.
Stop at $470.
Woo!
All right, well, we did make it down the line. Only one casualty here. What we need to do is toughen things up by putting more whammies on the board. Here they come. Players, you can now freeze if you fear the whammy or think you have enough to win the round. Shannon, we come to you. Are you going to freeze at 1,000 or press your luck?
I'm going. Okay. Whammies go high. Right now, go.
Stop at a whammy.
Yeah.
Down to zero you go, Shannon, and right out of this first round, the big bank now up to $5,000. Jake, that means it's all about you. If you freeze with $1,470, you'll be in the lead. You'll have the advantage of going last
in
the final round. But you're a greedy man. You're a greedy man.
Big money. No whammies. Here we go. No whammies. Stop.
Stop at an antique rug worth $750. Jake, you are now up to $2,220. Here come more whammies onto the big board. Out to get you they are, Jake. What are you going to do? Are you going to freeze?
I'm going to freeze.
You're going to freeze. All right. You are frozen, Jake. At the end of this first round, here's how it looks. Shannon at zero with the whammy. William. Liam at zero with a whammy. And Jake froze it at $2,220. The big bank at $5,000 even. We will be right back with the question round after this. Welcome back, everyone. It feels like springtime here. Weddings are just everywhere. You'll see what I'm saying here in just a second. Shannon, let's start with you. Saving up for the big wedding, right?
Right.
Wow. And you need, what do you need? You need catering, and you need the dress, and you need what else?
Yeah, we're keeping it simple, but I still would like to be able to pay for the whole thing and not have my parents.
Wouldn't that be nice? Yeah. Well, good for you.
Great.
We hope we can contribute.
Thanks.
It'll be our little wedding present to you. Good. All right. And William, you're about a step behind there. You're saving up for the engagement ring.
Yeah, platinum and diamonds are kind of expensive these days.
So I hear. So, and it's supposed to be what? Is it supposed to be 3 months' salary, two months' salary?
I don't know. Those numbers just keep climbing.
Right. So. Let's hope you can raise it all in like 30 minutes.
Yeah,
that would be a lot
please.
Easier. Okay. Well, good luck to you, William. And Jake. Now, Jake, you're saving up to go to a wedding in Korea, right?
Yeah, my brother. Yeah, he's getting married in February, so.
Fantastic. Is this your only brother?
No, I have oldest one, but this middle one is the last one to go, so.
Last one to go.
Yeah.
I like the way he refers to marriage. Last one to go.
So you gotta make it the big one, you know?
Just kind of like you're walking a plank. Here I go. All right. Well, good luck to you, Jake.
Cool.
Hope you make that flight.
Thanks.
All right. This is our question round. The way it works is I throw a question at you. A correct buzz-in answer will get you 3 spins. Correct multiple choice answer gets you 1 spin, okay? Lovebirds, here we go with your first question. If you pressed your luck at a slot machine in the city that has been home to the Miss America pageant since 19... Jake?
Atlantic City.
21. Then where would you be? Would you be in Atlantic City? Would you be in Miami Beach? Or would you be in New York City? Shannon?
Atlantic City.
Atlantic City.
Yes, Atlantic City is where you would be. Shannon, there's a spin for you. You're at one. William, you get a spin there. And Jake, 3 for you.
Yeah.
For knowing your beauty pageants. It's time now for another, say it with me, whammy flashback. Flashback, flashback, flashback. The audio cassette, AstroTurf, and Michael Jackson all first appeared on the scene during what decade? Shannon.
70s.
Was it the 70s, the 60s, or the 50s? William?
I have to go with the 70s.
Jay?
I'll go with 70s also.
Let's go back a little bit. It was the 60s.
Oh.
The 60s. That's all right. Shannon stays at 1. William stays at 1. Jake, you stay right there at 3, and we'll slide right into our next question here. What co-star of the film Scooby-Doo spent 3 seasons on the daytime soap opera All My Children? Who from Scooby-Doo was on All My Children for 3 seasons? I'll give you 3 choices here. Was it Freddie Prinze Jr., Sarah Michelle Gellar, or Matthew Lillard?
Sarah Michelle Gellar.
William?
Freddie Prinze Jr.
Jay?
Freddie Prinze Jr.
It was actually Sarah Michelle Gellar. Very close. Freddie's wife, but not close enough, you see. Shannon, you pick up a spin there. You go to 2. William, stay right there. Jake, you stay right there. Here's your next question. According to folklore, a place called Sherwood Forest was home to what man and his band? Shannon?
Robin Hood.
Of Merry Men. Was it Robin Hood? Was it Prince Valiant? Or was it Paul Bunyan? William?
Robin Hood.
Robin Hood.
Yes, indeed. It was Robin Hood and his band of Merry Men. Merry Men. See, you made me say Married Men. You guys got me in that wedding mode here. Shannon, you get 3 there. You're up to 5. William, you go to 2. Jake, you are up to 4. Here's your final question. Last chance to pick up a few spins here. What historical landmark is located at 1600... William?
The White House.
Pennsylvania Avenue. Is it the White House, the Liberty Bell, or Graceland? Shannon?
White House.
Jake?
The White House.
Sure, it's the White House. Very nice. Very patriotic of you. Shannon, you pick up one there. You finish things up with 6. William, 3 for you. You got 5 to take into the final round. And Jake, you have 1 more. 5 for you as well. When we come back, they will take those spins to the big board and hopefully turn them into some big bucks when Whammy continues. Up will receive this Croton watch specially designed with the Whammy logo. Croton Watch Company, fine watches since 1878. Welcome back to the final round of Whammy. Players, look right up there. $100,000 in cash and prizes for you. But there are whammies and even double whammies ready to grab everything and put them in the big bank, which is currently at $5,000. Hit four whammies and you are out of the game. But if you hit the big bank and you get the answer correct, you get everything that's in the big bank, just like that. Only the player in the lead at the end of the game gets to take home all their cash and all their prizes. And remember, in this final round, you can pass your spins. It does indeed come in handy from time to time. All right, William, you have no money and the fewest amount of spins, so you will be going first here. Are you ready, sir?
I'm ready.
$0, five spins.
Come on,
pressing
big bucks,
your luck.
Big
here
bucks.
Comes William.
No whammies. Give me the big bank. Big bucks, ready?
Stop at $5,000 and a spin. With one magic spin, William is in first place and, more importantly, on his way to getting that engagement ring. All right, you still have five spins. You're going to press your luck.
Yeah,
you're going to
press my luck. Come on, big bucks, big bucks. No whammies and stop.
Stop. It's $700 in a spin. All
right.
First place, still five spins.
I'm going to press my luck. Come on, big bucks, big bucks. No whammies. No whammies. Big bucks, ready? Stop.
Stop and a double whammy. So I see they're biting today, huh, William? Huh? Look at all that money gone from your account right there into the big bank, which means the big bank is now up to $10,700. William, back down to zero, but you do have those four spins there. Are you going to press your luck?
I'm going to press my luck. Come on, big bucks, big bucks. No whammies, no more whammies. Big bucks, ladies, stop.
Stop at $4,000 in a spin. You know how to grab those big bucks.
All right.
Still four spins. What are you going to do here, William?
Big bucks, let's spin again. Big bucks, no whammies, and stop.
Stop at move one space two. His and her leather jacket, $1,750 or $700 in a spin.
His and her leather jackets.
All right, he wants the leather jackets, and he's got them. They are valued at $1,000. You're up to $5,000 even. You still have three spins. What you going to do?
I'm going to press my luck. Come on, big bucks, big bucks. No whammies. Stop.
Stop it, big bucks. $4,000 in a spin. William, you're now up to $9,000. You have three spins. Remember, over $10,000 in the big bank. Are you going to press your luck or pass over to Jake?
I'm going to press my luck. Come on, big bucks, no whammies, stop!
Stop at $900.
Yeah.
First place with $9,900, two spins, William.
I'm going to pass my spins.
You're going to pass?
I'm going to pass my spins.
All right, Jake, those come to you. Two spins you'll have to take just a little bit later on. Right now, we're going over to Shannon, who has no money, but she does have six spins. Are you ready, Shannon?
Oh, I'm
sorry. Okay.
All right, whammy bag is mine now!
Stop at $500 in a spin. Still six spins, Shannon. Press your luck or pass.
I'm gonna press my luck. Come on! Money,
stop at a personal fitness trainer worth $1,299. You're still in third place, but you have five spins, Shannon. Press your luck or pass.
I wanna go.
At move one space two, a TV and video collection or a man's diamond ring?
Which I'll do the man's diamond ring.
She wants the diamond ring, and that is valued at $1,300.
Hey.
You are now in second place, Shannon, with four spins. If you pass them, they go to William. What would you like to do? To the big board she goes.
Come on, I need some money. Stop.
Stop, and a trip to China. That is worth $3,250. You're in second place with $6,349. No one's grabbed that big bank yet. You have three spins. What you gonna do?
Go! Stop!
Stop at kitchen appliances worth $2,060. You're at $8,409. You still have two spins. And when we come back with this short break, we're gonna find out what she's gonna do with it. Will she pass or press her luck? Find out next. Tell you what, that Shannon is just unstoppable. She is on quite a roll, currently in second place with $8,409. There's over $10,000 in the big bank right now. Shannon, you still have two spins. Are you going to press your luck? You're going to pass them over here to William. they got you good on that one, didn't they, Shannon?
They popped me.
Well, you lose all that money. It goes into the big bank. The big bank now up to $19,109. Shannon, you only have one spin left, but that could be all it takes to hit that big bank, or you could pass it to William. What are you going to do here? Okay. Stop at $1,000. All right, Shannon. At least you got something on the board there. We're going down to Jake, who is currently in second place. You have two spins you have to take, sir. Let's go ahead and do the first one now.
Well, let's go. My turn now. Big money. No whammies now. Stop.
Stop at a pool table worth $3,200. Yeah. 54-20 for Jake. One more spin you have to take. Here it
let's
comes.
Let's go. Let's go now. No whammies. No whammies. Stop.
Stop at $900.
Come on.
All right, up to $6,320. Jake, you have five spins now. You can do with those whatever you please. You
want to press your luck? Press my luck. Come on. No whammies now. No whammies and stop.
Stop at $1,200. Still in second place, Jake. 75-20, four spins to go.
Oh, we're going to go. Press my luck on this one. Let's go here. Let's go here. No whammies. No whammies. Stop.
Stop at a double whammy. These whammies are just ferocious. Now, Jake is down to zero, but the big bank is up to $26,629. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. All right. Jake, you have no money, but you have three spins. Are you ready?
Oh, we're going to go.
Okay, let's hit it.
Here we go now. Big money, $5,000. Go!
Stop at $700.
Okay, let's go. Keep going.
All right.
Here we go.
Jake.
More money now.
He's going. You need something that keeps you in the game or it all goes to. Stop at Move One Space 2, a golf and resort vacation or a pinball machine. What
golf
would you like?
Resort.
Golf resort vacation, that is worth $1,100, takes you up to $1,800.
Okay.
You're in second place. You have one spin here. Now, Jake, here's the situation you're in. You trail William by over $8,000. You need something that gives you at least another spin, maybe even the big bank, which would be nice, $26,629. Or you can pass to William and hope that he hits a whammy, in which case you'd be our big-time winner. You know what I'm saying? So what are you going to do here?
We're going to go for it. We're gonna
He's going to go
Come
for
on.
It. Okay.
Yeah, here we go. Woo-hoo. Stop.
Stop at a whammy. Hey, William, look at you. $9,900. I see visions of diamonds in your head. Visions of diamonds. Here's Gary Kroger. He's going to tell you what you've won, William.
William, you've won those His and Hers genuine lambskin leather bomber jackets from Fightline that you wanted. They are buttery soft lambskin with zip-put fleece liner from Flightline. Put that together with $8,900 in cold hard cash. Your grand total is $9,900.
I got to say, every now and then you meet a group of people that just touches your heart. All the love that you brought to our stage, it was wonderful. Jake, we're sorry we couldn't hook you up with a trip to Korea. Are you still going to be able to go to your brother's wedding?
Hopefully I will. I'll swim there.
Did he come to your wedding?
Woo! Of course he did.
Okay, then you need to find a way to get there, right? And before we talk to you, big winner, woo! What can we say, Shannon? The wedding, will it still happen?
Oh, definitely.
Okay, good. How long have you been engaged?
A year and a half.
It's time.
It's
time
totally
to do this. Time to seal this deal.
Woo!
Good luck. You came here wanting to get yourself some money for that engagement ring.
Yeah.
$8,000 plus in cash.
Oh, man, I find out why this is so perfect.
That's going to be one. And I don't guess you could propose with a leather jacket. I know you picked up a couple of those. That just wouldn't be a problem. Got to keep the tradition. Listen, best of luck. I'm sure she'll say
Thank
yes.
So much.
Pick out a beautiful rock for her.
I will.
She deserves it.
I will.
Whoever she is. What's her name?
Jennifer.
Okay, Jennifer deserves it.
Thanks.
All right. Folks, so much love. We hope you felt it at home. And more importantly, we hope that you come back and see us again on another passionate, romantic edition of Whammy. We'll see you soon. Bye-bye. Yeah.